out to the ball.
What is that?
Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who's singing that, but Bob Frohlich, I bet you can do better than that.
You and I together could do better than that. We're going to give that a shot this Tuesday.
Well, explain what this Tuesday is. But before we do that, I need to explain who you are. You're the president, CEO, owner, car wash attendant for the Kane County Cougars. Dr. Bob, what is this Tuesday night?
It's going to be the greatest. It's the greatest night in the history of the Kane County Cougars. I'm telling you, you got to come out and see this. It is our annual Bark in the Park night, which means if you have a dog, bring the dog. The dog gets to sit in the first base lawn, the third base lawn. The kids love it. Dog lovers love it. There's going to be dogs everywhere. We're also going to have doggy. We're going to have doggy speed dating because we're trying to break the world record for the largest dog wedding ever, currently held in Littleton, Colorado. But we're going to smash that, and all the funds that are raised are going to go, half of the money is going to go to K9 for Warriors, the other half of the money is going to go to local Chicago area animal charity groups. So 100% of that donation is going to go to a good cause. But we got a great guy throwing out a first pitch, Steve. We're so excited for you to do that. We have the Magic Man coming from London, Martin Rees, coming over from London. You don't even have to pay to see him. Well, you got to buy a ticket for the baseball game, but then you get to see him for free. We're going to have a flag raising. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I believe the Magic Man has been contacted by my wife, who said something to him, can you make people disappear? But I don't want to talk about that anymore. So let me...
Oh, hey, wait, I have to tell you. View is this. So Martin Rees, the Magic Man, gets off the plane from London this morning. So he goes through customs, and customs says, purpose of your visit? And he said, I'm here for the world's largest doggy wedding. Probably not the best answer to say in customs. And then he corrected himself and said, oh, no, that's in October. I'm actually here for the doggy speed dating. So he went straight into additional screening. But the good news is he did a couple magic tricks for them and he got through customs. So it was nick and tough there for a while with him.
So tell me about the speed dating. It is in preparation. So if your dog doesn't have a significant other, what? That's exactly it. Explain how it'll work.
Well, we're going to have a booth, and we're going to have pictures of dogs that are there. And so you come up, you walk up to the booth, and and we'll let you scroll through pictures of other dogs that are wanting to have a mate for that wedding. And, it's just going to be a fun event. Because it takes two to get married, and so if you don't have another dog or a neighbor dog you want to do, we want to open this up, and so we're going to really have a lot of fun with the doggy speed dating.
So let me back up a couple steps here, because we threw a lot out there. This is at Northwestern Medicine Field. It's in where the Kane County Cougars play. It's in
right in Geneva. Yeah. On Tuesday, July 26th. The game's at 6:30, but you've got to get there at 6:25 because, Steve, that's your first pitch. If you're coming to the game, they've got to at least see your first pitch.
Yeah, as I've said to you before, I hope your insurance covers this, because I'm not sure it's a good idea. Although, I did this many years ago for the Chicago White Sox. I note again, many years ago. And I did not only get it over the plate, but the catcher said anyway it was a strike. And you can see it in photographs that the White Sox took. It really was a strike, but I'm not sure that I could repeat that. The good news is none of your batters will really be up there against me, so that they're safe, So that is on the 26th, and that's when the speed dating happens. That is when Bark in the Park is, so you can bring your dog. And you know what? I think, Bob, that people are always looking for places, fun places, to hang out with their entire family, which can include their dogs.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's family-friendly entertainment. I mean, the lawn seating area, bring a lawn chair, you bring a blanket. We actually have some Adirondack chairs out there. It's just a fun place. Steve, at the end of the day, there's so much going on, you might not even know there's a baseball game happening. I mean, we've got great food and beer, and we're going to have dogs everywhere. We're going to have the Magic Man magician. I mean, this is going to be like the biggest state fair you've ever gone to, and it's not even a state fair. It's just a little baseball game in Geneva.
So is the Magic Man coming out to ensure that you win? How does that work?
No. Oh, I never thought of that. I have to have a discussion with him. That's a really good idea.
I think
I'll see how good he actually is.
Exactly.
We may have lost our last game. This is awesome.
So what does the magic, is he walking around with card tricks, or what does he do?
He does everything. I mean, he's phenomenal. He really is the world's greatest magician. And he makes animals out of balloons unlike anything you've ever seen in your entire life. His sleight of hand tricks, he's going to be doing them along the concourse. He's going to be walking around. Kids are going to be able to go up real close and see him. And while he's over here, he is going to visit the local hospitals to do some tricks, do some magic in the pediatric ward. So he's just a really, really, really great guy. And you know, he's from London. He has that British accent. Everyone loves him. You know, you sound so smart. Meanwhile, I'm stuck with a Pittsburgh accent where I say, you just want to go downtown with me, and no one knows what I'm saying. But Martin, cream of the crop.
Tell me a little bit about the Kane County Cougars, because you happen to be having, on top of everything else, if you like baseball, yeah, there's this thing called baseball. So if you like baseball, this is, at the moment anyway, a pretty good team.
Yeah, we are. I can tell you right now, it's the bottom of the fifth inning, and we're winning 5-2 from lovely Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're playing the Sioux Falls Canaries right now, and we're in third place. We're only a game and a half behind the mighty Milwaukee Milkmen, but we're gaining on them fast. And so we got a really good team. Four teams make the playoff in our division, so we're solidly in third place, and I think we'll end up in second place. So it's really, really good baseball. These players are, you know, 23 to 25, 26 years old, you know, really high quality of baseball. On the affiliated side of baseball, you consider this like a triple-A team. So these guys are one step away from getting to the major league. So it's a really high quality of play, and it's just it's a fun environment.
You just intrigued me. The Milwaukee Milkmen and the Sioux City Canaries?
Sioux Falls Canaries. Yeah, you know, like a canary in the mine shaft. So yeah, you can't make this stuff up, Steve. I mean, it's minor league baseball at its finest.
So what are some of the other nicknames?
Well, on Tuesday night's game, we're playing the Lake Country Dockhounds. So that and what is the luck of that, of actually having a team coming actually is named after? Yeah, the Hounds, you know. And you've got the Gary, in Gary, Indiana, the Railroaders, and Lincoln is the Salt Dogs. So we just got just great names top to bottom in this league.
You know, I bet there are people that collect jerseys or caps from all of those teams because
they do.
Yeah.
They do that, and they collect autographs for a lot of the players, because these kids get a chance to go up to the next level. So it's a fun environment, and all the jerseys and caps and logos are always sort of one off. I mean, it's just a really, really fun environment. It's meant to focus on kids and focus on families. And, one day a year we focus on those dogs, too. And that game's coming up on Tuesday for our annual Bark in the Park event. So no fireworks, so you don't have to worry about your dog being mistreated when they're at the ballpark. The only thing that will happen to them is a lot of kids are going to want to come up and see them and be around them. The kids really, really, really love this Bark in the Park day.
And you could do speed dating and preparation for Diamonds in the Rough, where the Guinness Book of World Records will really be smashed, as you say, the world's largest dog wedding. What I'm all about for that is helping so many charities which benefit companion animals, which you and I have talked about before. The game is Tuesday night, Kane County Cougars. Your website is
www.kccougars.com.
KCCougars.com, or for more information on Diamonds in the Rough, I think it is Diamonds in the Rough, RUFF.com.
And the other thing, too, is they can go straight to thelargestdogwedding.com. So www.largestdogwedding.com, register everything else, and it's a great website.
Yeah, that's probably easier. You're right. Largestdogwedding.com. Thank you so very much, Dr. Bob. I will talk to you Tuesday night. By Wednesday, you will no longer want to talk to me. But Tuesday night, it will be fun. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see you Tuesday. Bring the smoke.
I will. I think that the fire extinguishers have already taken care of that.